So let's discuss the question of whether or not a person is allowed to smoke medicated marijuana on Yantif. Of course, it's becoming more prevalent, people with illness and the acceptance of marijuana throughout the country. So what happens if a person is in great pain, whatever the illness might be, and the marijuana helps alleviate the pain, it helps whatever the mental effects it has, so it alleviates the pain. Is that something that's permitted on Yantif? That's the question, but we're going to have to, of course, this is a newer Shaila, so it's not discussed in any of the Shailas and Tshuvos. I was given access to a Tshuva Rav Asher Weiss in the midst of writing. I can't share with you, it's not finalized, but I have at least his opinion on the position. But before sharing Rav Asher Weiss's opinion, let's go through the topic which was more relevant of whether one can smoke on Yantif or not. So this begins in the Mishnah in Maseches Beitzah, which we learned together in Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah has a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says, first Beis Shammai rather says, Beis Shammai omrim lo yicham adam echamim l'raglav elam kein ru'uin l'shtir. Beis Shammai says, you're only allowed to warm up water, heat water, boil water for your legs if it's fit for drinking. Because we know one of the heterim, the heter of doing malach on Yantif is ochal nefesh. It has to be something that you're going to eat or drink. So that's a requirement. Beis Shammai says, if it's ru'in l'shtiyah, if it's something that you're going to drink, so then once you make it for drinking purposes, so then memela you're allowed to use it for your legs as well. But if it's something that it's not for eating purposes, then Beis Shammai says it's not allowed. So let's say taking a bath, for example, we'll see in just a moment, taking a bath wouldn't be allowed for Beis Shammai, because that's nothing to do with ochal nefesh. Beis Hillel extends it. He's matirin. He permits one to do this. You're allowed to warm up water for taking a bath because he doesn't require ochel nefesh. Even that which is not ochel nefesh is permitted as well. So if you take a look at Tosas, which I assume you saw, Tosas writes, Vim Tomar, the Baam Tosas, Me'ez Tam Sharu Beis Shammai. So what was the heter for Beis Shammai? Va'filim ruin l'shtir ha'leslay mitoch. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of mitoch. What's mitoch? Mitoch shutr l'tzarech hutr nami shlo l'tzarech. Which means, if you're allowed to do a malacha for a purpose, the purpose of ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do it for even a non-eating purpose, a non-tzarech. But Beis Shammai doesn't hold of this. So just because it's fit for drinking, how does it allow me to use it for bathing? In the end of the day, I'm bathing my legs. That's not ochel nefesh. And Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the inyan of mitoch to apply to other non-ochel nefesh. So Tosa answers, Kigon Shoshosa. No, he actually drinks it. He boils the water up, and he drinks from the water, and then since there's extra water, Umar Belichot Zeraglav, and the rest of it is allowed to be used for washing your legs. So Beis Shammai requires the water to be something that you first drink, and then the leftover could be used. And that's what he says, Hachi Yisabi Hadi B'Yushalmi, the Beis Shammai Tzarech Lishos Man, Beis Hillel Matirim. That Beis Shammai says you first have to drink the water, and only after you drink the water can you use the water. But Beis Hillel doesn't require that. You don't have to drink the water. But then, Tosa is a very important qualification. Tosa says that for Beis Hillel, who allows you to warm up water, I can warm water up if I've got, let's say, a fire on. I'm not turning on a fire. You can't turn a fire on Yantif. That's a Isser Molid. We can't strike a match. We can't turn on a fire. But let's say the fire's on. I put some water on top of the in a pot on top of the flame. I'm allowed to have that boil, even though I don't plan to drink it, just to wash my legs. That's completely permitted for Beis Hillel. But what the Tosa says and pulls back is aval chol gufo, in order to bathe one's entire body, mode de aser, that's not allowed. Because the davar hashav lachol nefesh, you need something that's equal to everyone. Vizeh ein roi el bnei adam mu'nagim. Only certain people like to shower every single day. Most people get away with showering every other day, every couple days, once a week. Not every single day. That's the mu'nagim. That's not shave lachol nefesh. That's not equal to every single person. But washing yadav v'raglav is shave lachol nefesh. So it comes out here for Beis Hillel, there's two levels here. Whenever it comes to ochel nefesh, something that's edible for eating purposes, no matter what the item is, that's always shav l'chol nefesh. So for example, the Gemara in Ksuba says, could I shecht an animal on Yantif? Yes. Could I shecht a tzvi, a deer, venison on Yantif? Gemara says, well, maybe not. You and I, when's the last time, if ever, you had venison? I had it once in my life at a very fancy wedding. That's the only time I ever had venison. Who eats venison? Who eats deer? Very rare. So the few fancy people like to have deer, and not even because it tastes good, because they could afford it. That's really just a statement. So does that mean you can't, it's not shav l'chol nefesh? Mora says, no, food is always shav l'chol nefesh, because if you and I had venison, I'd eat venison. If it was instead of my meat, instead of my chicken, I'd eat it. That's shav l'chol nefesh, food. So food's always shav l'chol nefesh. But when it comes to non-food heterim of cooking or any other malacha. It's only allowed if it's shavu l'chol nefesh. So, for example, bathing is not food. It's another. It's a heter of a certain tining I have. I enjoy it. But that's only allowed if it's shavu l'chol nefesh. Bathing, according to Tosfos, is not shavu l'chol nefesh. If it were to be shavu l'chol nefesh, that would be permitted as well. So this is the this is the nekudas machlokas in terms of bathing of ibizan azan yantif, whether things have changed. Has time changed now? Is it really maybe now people bathe more often? It's shavu l'chol nefesh. Shmir Shabbos thinks it is shavu l'chol nefesh. Others think it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. People say they shower every day. They don't really shower every day. Okay, whatever the case is, that's for bathing on yantif. That's based on this Tosfos. But for our purposes, we have to raise the question whether smoking on yantif, forgetting marijuana right now, that smoking tobacco, whether or not that is allowed on yantif or not allowed on yantif. So what's the question? So before we get to the reasons why it might be mutter or not, it's just interesting to see who says what. And they're pretty extreme about how they go. So you have on one extreme, you have the Karbon Nisanel. The Karbon Nisanel, he's so bothered. Lo'uchal listapik, he can't like hold back. Milahalos al hasefer marbe machshela, the big terrible oven that's taking place, a terrible sin that Jews are drinking, or we call shtias tobacco, but smoking tobacco on yantiv. He's so bothered by this. It's mizalzim b'isser malchus. So he's very extreme against it. And then they have the Magid of Ram in the same camp that thinks it's usser as well. But then you have on the flip side a fascinating thing in the Shari Tshuva that the more Ktsia quotes from his father, HaChacham Tzvi, that when he was younger, he wouldn't smoke on Yantar. But then he was convinced by a certain Chassid Gadol Rav Muvak that he has a requirement to smoke on Yantar. There is a necessity to smoke. Why? Because since he's addicted to smoking, it's Ragaba, and he doesn't smoke on Yantar, and now it's going to cause him tsar. It's staring his Simchas Yantif, so he has a requirement now to smoke in order to fulfill his Simchas Yantif. So you have both extremes, either it's Aser to fast or it's a Chiv, it's a mitzvah, Aser to smoke rather, or it's a Chiv, an obligation to smoke on Yantif. Okay, so these are the two extremes. And then you have fascinating, the Shari Tshuva quotes just a middle opinion that some suggested maybe only smoke on second Yantif, not on first day Yantif, because second day Yantif is a little bit lower. He doesn't explain why that might be. Maybe has to do with refuah. There's Gemara in Beitza, which we saw that on second day Yantif, so you're allowed to do all refuahs. Even though you can't do refuah on Shabbat, Yantif in general, Yantif Sheni you're allowed to. So maybe it's Bechlal, the element of refuah. The guy is so addicted, he needs it for his own sanity. Maybe that's why Yantif Sheni was permitted. And one other point before we get to the different svaras, what the Shari Tshuva says is, those who are, who would smoke in Yantif, they'd be makrin not to smoke after the afikomen on Leil Seder, because then it's going to take away, you can't eat after the afikomen anything, so this would take away the tam of the afikomen in the mouth. Okay, fascinating. I don't know if anyone smokes here. I'm not going to ask if you smoke, but I'm not sure if this is relevant at all for anyone. But either way, these are the different opinions of whether one should or should not smoke on Yantif. So let's figure out why. What's the heta? What was the basis, if at all, that one would be able to cook, rather smoke on Yantif? So there really are a few different opinions that are brought down in the poskim. Rav Asher Weiss, by the way, in Chelek Aleph of his Shalosh and Shuvos, he has three different chalakim. So in the Chelek Aleph, he talks about smoking on Yantif in both Simen Lamed Hey, and again, there's a response in Simen Lamed Vav. He really, as he Kedarko, he just summed up everything very nicely, and he just points out that there really are three different reasons why one would allow cooking, or rather, I keep saying cooking, smoking on Yantif. So the first reason is that maybe smoking is considered ochel nefesh. The language that the Achorim keep using is shosin tobacco, drinking tobacco. So once it's ochel nefesh, once it's considered like consuming something, you're eating something, you're drinking something, so then we said once it's something that's food, we don't care how many people, we don't need to look at statistics. If there's 2% of the world who eat venison, so that's enough ochel nefesh for shavu l'chol nefesh. Even I could eat venison and shecht it on yantif if I wanted to. So the fact that it's something that's edible, that's something that someone drinks, so then statistics don't make a difference and it's considered shavu l'chol nefesh and therefore allowed. Now the problem with that is that it's really not considered eating, drinking, or consuming. We know we have different pipes in the neck that the food goes down one and then air goes down the other. So you're not engulfing smoke down your esophagus to eat it. It's going down to your lungs to breathe it. That's not called eating. That's not called drinking. Even though it goes in the mouth and even though it goes down the throat, it's a different pipe than where the food and drink goes down. And therefore, many find it hard to say that smoking tobacco is considered ochel nefesh.
Well, some eating is not for, nefesh might be the soul. So sometimes you eat because for pleasure, and you eat whether you need the nutrients or not. So people smoke for pleasure. It's not about the nutrients. People eat for...
It's not a purpose. What they're suggesting here is... It's not a purpose. They're saying, at least the way Rav Asher Weiss and others are saying, that he quotes a true Zera Emes, that the definition of eating is how it goes down the system. Not why you're eating it or drinking it, but where it goes down. So going down to the lungs is not going down to the stomach.
But what does ochel nefesh mean? You're not saying ochel guf. What does ochel nefesh mean?
No, nefesh is the way, the part of the neshama, that's the physical part. It's the most physical part of the neshama. So when you eat, you're sustaining your neshama. But that's called the nefesh. The nefesh is called the most gashmiest part of the neshama.
But it's not physical. It's the most gashmiest part of the neshama.
It's connected.
But it's not physical.
Either way, it's connected. Either way, they understand that. So one machlokas is whether it's considered achila. Now, to your point, so how do the others defend this?
Yeah.
How do the others say, well, I'm not eating it because maybe it's providing some nutrients. Whatever smoking does to a person, it gives them some I don't know what, the nicotine gives them some. It's physical pleasure. It gives them some energy. It calms their mind. It does something to them physically. So maybe that chil doesn't mean how it goes down. It means something that you consume that does affect your body in such a way. It could be, it satiates me. Even though I'm not eating, I might not be hungry anymore. I'm going on a diet, so I figure I'll smoke instead of eating the cheeseburger and Coke. So there is some effect that it has. So that's the debate, whether it's called achila or not. So that's one heter, and that's the one challenge.
But what do you say in the Gemara then, from where Beis Hillel comes from, heating up the water? That's not ochel nefesh.
No, so the question is, if it's ochel nefesh, then we don't care how many people are doing it. It doesn't need to be shav ochel nefesh. If it's not, so that's if it's achila or not achila. If it's not achila though, so then it's just a tainug. So then it's similar to warming up water for my legs. That's the next point.
Right.
So now if it's not ochel nefesh, let's say everyone agrees it's not considered eating. It's not considered consuming something. It's just inhaling something which doesn't qualify for ochel nefesh. So now it becomes just a tainug, something that I enjoy to do. I enjoy smoking. I enjoy bathing my legs. It's something I do every single day. So then the only way to allow that type of malacha is if it's shav ochel nefesh. Then you have to look at statistics. Are people showering every day or not? In the times of Tosos, apparently, most people didn't shower every day. That's not shav ochel nefesh. So now, what about smoking? Is smoking something that's shav ochel nefesh?
Consuming considered the same as eating, because there are subtle differences.
Well, so that was the first point. We're assuming right now, the first question was whether it is the same or not. So let's assume, put that behind us now, and let's assume it's not. It's not achila. So now we're going to put in the category of just warming up water for my legs, which is a tainug, not ochel nefesh. So for a tainug to be done in yantif, a malacha for a tainug, you need statistics of shavu ochel nefesh. So now you have to start getting to the game of, well, how many people smoke? Is it rov of the world, not rov of the world? Does it go based on rove people in Woodmere, which I imagine most people are not smoking, or rove people in Yerushalayim, which maybe most people are smoking? Rove in a neighborhood, rove in a yeshiva. So how do you define rove? That becomes a tricky question.
But I thought you could, if there's a possibility of also drinking it, that's why you're able to use it for physical purposes. I thought it's because there's also a possibility.
Not according to Beis Hillel. Not according to Beis Hillel. That's for Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says we don't need the ability to drink it. You could do a malacha that's for your benefit, that you're going to enjoy, as long as it's something that's shav l'chol nefesh, which means as long as majority of people would do the same thing. So bathing, warming water up for my legs, Beis Hillel does not require you to drink it. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says warm it up and wash your legs, because most people in the world like to wash their legs regularly. So therefore, you're allowed to. But bathing the entire body, most people don't take a bath every single day or a shower every single day. That's a shita of Tosfos. So the question becomes smoking. Smoking is not a chila, according to this understanding. It's something that's a tainug. I enjoy it. Do most people enjoy doing this, on Yom Tov or in general? If the answer is most people do enjoy smoking every single day, so then you'd be allowed to do this. If most people don't enjoy it, most people don't smoke, then you would not be allowed to. That's the second point of contention. The third explanation is the Pnei Yeshua. If you take a look at the Pnei Yeshua, which is going to be the most relevant for our question at hand about medical marijuana. So the Pnei Yeshua says in number 3 as follows. This is in the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tesem and Biz. He writes, we'll read through, look at the second line of Pnei Yeshua, where he says, L'chora masha kasru de'enu tainug lashem yutaru, de'afil im haya tainug, kevin she'osa kein lebrius, shapir have daver hashava l'chol nefesh. Since people do this for health, it's considered shava l'chol nefesh. And then he ends up writing, if you go to the next paragraph, Amna mitoch divrei tosfos, dehacha de machalkin bein rechitza lezeya, there's a distinction between bathing and steaming, going to a sauna, the mishum rechitza eino ela latanug, rechitza lebrias aguf. Rechitza, people that bath to enjoy, but zeya, going to a steam room, going to a sauna, that's for brias aguf, that's for health purposes. Ve'im kein, says the Pnei Yeshua, near de ishina tobacco, smoking, nami have a brias aguf, la'achal hamazon u'latavos ha'maychal chayotzeba. So he writes that it is for brias. It's for health purposes, smoking. Back then, at least, they felt it was healthy for digestion. It was healthy for a person being satiated from their eating and helping diet. And therefore, since it had health benefits, Pnei Yeshua felt that it would be completely permitted. Now, okay, that's now focus on the refuah element of tobacco. So we'll get to in a second whether times have changed or not, but assuming the times of Pnei Yeshua, is refuah really a good reason to allow one to be matir to ochel nefesh? Is that a heter or is it not a heter? So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim. The Ramban actually writes, you can have this in front of you. Ramban says, if it's a person that's a cholash ein bo sakana, you cannot do something for him because it's not shav l'chol nefesh. Most people are not sick. Most people are healthy. So he felt, b'zechol shein bo sakana, one should not be able to do an iser of, again, not talking about ochel. We're talking about for refuah purposes. Could you do a malacha to give medication for chol shein bo sakana? Says the Ramban, you're not allowed to because, again, it's not shav l'chol nefesh. While others felt differently, the Pnei Yeshua felt you can. If it's lebrias aguf, it's for health purposes, you'd be allowed to, because why? How do you define shav l'chol nefesh? The way it works is the shav l'chol nefesh is depending on the different grouping. So for chola, all people who are ill are shav l'chol nefesh. How do you define a grouping here? So that's the discussion, that's the machlokas within the Pnei Yeshua.
Certainly.
If it's chol she'ein bo sakana, you could do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want for that, for sure. So we're talking about a chol she'ein bo sakana, where there is no danger here at all. So regarding this Indian here of shav l'chol nefesh and refuah, so we have this machlokas between the Pnei Yeshua and others, whether or not you're allowed to do a malacha for refuah purposes. But Rav Asher Weiss says that the whole thing doesn't make any sense, of course, because Bizman has said nowadays, the way it works is that everyone knows that smoking is bad for your health. There's no question about it. Everyone knows that it's not healthy anymore. And for that reason, he says that it's usher to smoke now on Yom Tov, he says. It's not shav l'chol nefesh. Even though maybe perhaps in the times of Pnei Yeshua, it was usher, it was permitted, now it's certainly not a food, certainly it is a mazik. So he says, then he writes, before you ask me a question whether you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov or not, why don't you ask me if you're allowed to smoke even during the week? And then he goes on to a whole long discussion about smoking during the week, and he says it's clear we know Bizman Azeh, based on medical reports, that smoking is certainly mazik lebrius, and therefore a person should not smoke. And then he brings the tshuva of Moshe. Let's say it's someone else who smokes. Are they allowed to smoke in the presence of others? Is that allowed? So he asks, is that allowed or not? So Moshe writes in the Choshen Mishpat Chelek Beis Siman Yud Ches, he says it's usur to smoke in the presence of others because you're being mazik other people. But then when he's asked the tshuva directly whether smoking for the individual himself is permitted, he wasn't willing to say it's usur. The formulation was because he didn't want to. Many Rosh Hashiva smoke, and certainly back times when Moshe smoked. He didn't want to come out and say what they're doing is wrong. No. So the way Ramosha presented this was that since it's not a sakana for everyone, not everyone dies from smoking. You know, obviously many do, many get lung cancer, but not everyone dies. Some, you know, I think it was Rav Kaduri Rav Kaduri, he smoked, he was like 99, and they said to him, you know, smoking causes cancer. He says, no, Averus causes cancer. So some people are immune to the dangers of sakana, of smoking. So he said, since it's not 100% damaging, so he says, maybe it's just best tov limana, it's best to avoid smoking, but he wouldn't come out and say it's completely usur. So the way Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Asher concludes in the end, he, based on Rambam, he doesn't think it's usur either. It's when a person eats food that's bad for him, the Rambam doesn't call it usur, but you shouldn't eat foods that are bad for you. You shouldn't eat things that are fatty, going to cause you... That's not usur. It's just not the good, right thing to do. So the last paragraph of Rav Asher Weiss writes that he's very, very troubled that in this current generation, where much of the world, statistics went down significantly, how many people actually smoke, but the one area where it remained high was in yeshivas. And yeshivas is the one place where they continue to smoke. Nothing has changed. No one has come out with any statements. That's what he's bothered by. So in the end of the day, when it comes to smoking, we see that there's a bit of a machlokas, but the point that we're going to focus now on just for a few moments is the question of medical marijuana. Is there perhaps an allowance for that on Yantif?
Then say nowadays because of the change in people's behaviors in showering, does he change? If he's changing.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember if he's talked about this here at all. I would imagine that he would say based on Shavuot Chol Nefesh, it would be allowed bathing and showering. It could depend on Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim in America, depending where you are, how regular these things are. So I don't know what he would say for sure, but certainly that Shavuot Chol Nefesh is subject to change over time. That, I think, is unquestionable. The question is, has it changed yet? But there are other things, questions you have to deal with in terms of the Gzeris Balanim, in terms of bathing on Shabbos and Yantif. They made a Gzer, you can't go to a bathhouse in the Gemara on Shabbos. Whether or not that's relevant, that's another question. But there's much room to be makil. The Shemir Shabbos is makil, but we could say that for a different time about bathing and showering on Yantif, whether one should, how one should do this. But yet, it certainly does change based on Zman.
What did the Rambam say about smoking? He was a doctor.
Doesn't mention it to my, not to my knowledge. Okay. So if you take a look, so let's now focus on refuah, that element of refuah. We already acknowledge that there's a machlokas, whether or not if someone is a cholish she'ein bo sakana, if it's yesh bo sakana, you do whatever you need for him. A cholish she'ein bo sakana, whether or not you could do something to alleviate his pain, is that allowed or not? So we had a machlokas, Ramban said, no, it's not shavuot chol nefesh. Most people are not sick. And Pnei Yeshua felt that, no, it is shavuot chol nefesh. How is it shavuot chol nefesh? I'm not sick, he's sick. There's 5% of people who are ill who need that. How come it's not shavuot chol nefesh? So if you take a look at the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, at the very last Mar Malkum, number 6, the last three lines, he writes, Hachanami, the end of the line, Afdi Rafuos eino shavuot chol adam. Even though Rafuos isn't shavuot to everyone, not everyone needs a Rafuah, because most people are healthy. Shebriim ein tzrichim refuos. People who are healthy don't need medicine. Mikol makom sof machshevaso. What's the intention of the ill person? Sheyavri mechalya. He becomes healed from his illness. Vihei bari, he'll be healthy. And brius is shavuot chol nefesh. You hear he's saying this? It's not the refuah that's chol nefesh. It's brius that's the chol nefesh. So don't focus on the maisa. Focus on the totzah. So me taking medicine, that's a maisa refuah. But the result is I'm healthy. So everyone wants to be healthy. So in terms of brius, we all, that's shavuot chol nefesh. How to get there, that's not shavuot chol nefesh. Says Avnei Nezer, focus on the result, what the goal is. And since the goal is to be healthy, therefore you are allowed to do things that are refuah purposes on Yantiv. That's the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, and he really is grouped together with the Pnei Yeshua. So now having that in mind, let's bring it back to smoking marijuana on Yantif for medical reasons. And now again, the medical reasons are not really to make you healthy, it's really to alleviate pain. I don't think it causes any, I'm not a doctor, there are a couple of doctors in the room here, but I don't think it has any medical benefits. I think it has to do with the mental state and alleviating the pain. And certainly a neurologist, is that correct? Yeah. So,
also people with depression, it's not only physical.
That's right. It's a very fair question as well. The area of mental health is also very important to know. That itself is a whole other topic. I heard Rav Ashwise give a shiur about this topic a few years ago, and he spoke about in halacha, we have different instances of mental health which are addressed in Gemara's and Mishnayos about a person who's, you know, possessed by something. That's a mental illness. The different levels of mental illness. So that might also be a very good, important avenue to take a look at as well, I think. Yes. So the way Rav Asher Weiss concludes, again, this tshuva, this not yet printed tshuva, is as follows. So we said before, there's a machlokas, whether or not you're allowed to do a melacha for refuah purposes or not. Ramban says you cannot do refuah purposes on Yantif, while Penishu and Avnei Nezer says you're allowed to.
The burning.
So I don't want to, the postman do talk about the details of like burning it and putting out the fire and the coal. So I don't want to get to those details or not, but there are details about how to accomplish it. But very good. The melacha being done is you're burning something. Is that for a tzorech or not a tzorech? That's the question.
And if it's the eating kind, it wouldn't be a question. It would fall into the category of other medications.
Exactly. It would be considered. That's a good point. If you're eating it for, so the way it works is, normally taking medicine is not called eating. In medicine, if I take a pill, even though it's going down in my esophagus, that's not called eating. That's called refuah. But let's say I'm eating food that has medicinal benefits. Let's say, it's a soup, like a chicken soup. So chicken soup is good for everything. Okay, so you have a cold, your mother tells you you have chicken soup. So I'm eating it from, I'm sick. But it's also food. So if the food is masking the refuah, then you're allowed to do this. But medicine straight, that's not achila. Even though I'm consuming it, that's not called achila. So smoking, there's yesh lachkor. If you assume smoking is eating, so that if I'm taking it for medicinal purposes, so maybe you could say it's an achila that would be allowed. But it's only if you assume it's achila to start off with. But I'm not sure. It's a very good point.
But you can eat marijuana too, I think.
I don't know.
They make marijuana brownies. That's
what
we heard
about.
Okay.
Well, they still have the gummy bears that they have.
Okay. So I guess if you could eat it, that might be another way. Maybe that's a good way to deal with it. If the eating has the same effect as the smoking, I don't know if it does or doesn't. If it does, so then maybe eating would be the best way to do this. Maybe. Okay. But let's, I think it's a good eitzah. So now if, just focusing on smoking for a moment, So what the Rav Asher Weiss says is he thinks in the end of the day it's allowed because that in order to give Yisuvah Daita to a Chola, to give a Yishuvah Das, to alleviate the pain for Chola, he says there's no greater Yishuvah Das than alleviating the pain. And he brings a raya from the Gemara and Ksubis that, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. They did not bow down to the Avodah Zarah. They gave up their life to avoid bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, had they been whipped, had they been placed in pain, Ilu Nagdu, had they been, what word I'm looking for?
Tortured.
There you go, tortured. So then they would have bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. They would have. No one. The pain of torture is worse than death. So it says Rav Asher Weiss, based on this, the pain that these illnesses give a person is so painful that there's no greater yishuv das than that. And since the machlokas in the first place, whether a fool or nyantav is allowed or not for a person who's in pain, he felt that since the pain is so great, it's worse than even death, he says one would be allowed to smoke medical marijuana on yantav. Now, again, this is not published yet, so it could be he'll change it over time, but at least what I was presented at this stage, that was his heter for smoking medical marijuana on yantav.
But that has nothing to do with ochel nefesh. That has to do with a person in pain, and you're saving a person.
No, there's because it has to be on Shabbos. We wouldn't allow this. It's not allowed on Shabbos to do this.
To do what?
To smoke marijuana on Shabbos. It's only on yantav. Yantav is piggybacking off of Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh, you could do Melacha for eating purposes. The Gemara says after Ochel Nefesh is permitted, you can even do it.
Yeah.
Right. And therefore, you could extend it to one who even doesn't have a dangerous illness, but he's ill in pain, but it's a tzorech for him. How tzorech is it? So he says, since it's a big tzorech, he's being tortured, and it's machlokas whether you could do this or not in the first place, therefore he concludes one would be allowed to smoke, again, medicated marijuana on Yantif. Now, that was making a great point. Perhaps the best way to do this is to make these brownies that you refer to. Maybe that's the best way. If it accomplishes the same thing, that would avoid the shaila in the first place. Okay, so we'll stop here. And Mirat Hashem, next week, we're going to go talk about Ein Binyan Vestir V'Kelim. We're talking about building Lego and other things on Yantif. Yeah.
Just a quick question. Sorry, going back to Tosfos at the beginning, the says.